Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening over other devices and later on recording, Sabbath blessing everyone. I hope you have good weather wherever you are. We have been a little chill, but it's not so bad, praise God. This is our review, part two review of our chapter 72 entitled In Remembrance of Me. This is our part five in our study of lesson 343 on this Sabbath, November 28, 2021. I hope everyone can see the presentation in the room. And we are so grateful that our dear Colombian family is able to have the connection and they are here safely. Praise God. Welcome everyone. And we pray that all are doing well. And our dear brother Gray will be the one to sing along the tiny thoughts for us. I believe your mic is off, dear brother.
I believe you were right. More about Jesus. More about Jesus. Would I know more of his grace to others show, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me.
Amen. We are going to continue to learn more about the Lord's Prayer. We are still in chapter 30, but we are going to take the verse from Luke chapter 11, verse 4, and our dear brother will be the one to share it with us.
Happens, everyone. Let's hear today's reading. Chapter 30, the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. Luke 11:4. Jesus teaches that we can receive forgiveness from God only as we forgive others. It is the love of God that draws us into him. And that love cannot touch our hearts without creating love for our brethren. As completing the Lord's Prayer, Jesus added, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. If ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. He who is unforgiving cuts off the very channel through which alone he can receive mercy from God. We should not think that unless those who have injured us confess the wrong, we are justified in withholding from them our forgiveness. It is their part, no doubt, to humble their hearts by repentance and confession. But we are to have a spirit of compassion toward those who have trespassed against us, whether or not they confess their faults. However sorely they may have wounded us, we are not to cherish our grievances and sympathize with ourselves over our injuries. But as we hope to be pardoned for our offenses against God, we are to pardon all who have done evil to us. But forgiveness has a broader meaning than many suppose. When God gives the promise that he will abundantly pardon, he adds as if the meaning of that promise exceeded all that we could comprehend. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. And my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 55:7-9. Tune in next slide. God's forgiveness is not merely a judicial act by which he sets us free from condemnation. It is not only forgiveness for sins, but reclaiming from sin. It is the outflow of redeeming love that transforms the heart. David had the true conception of forgiveness when he prayed, create in me a clean heart, O God, I renew a right spirit within me. Psalm 51:10. And again he says, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Psalm 103:12. God in Christ gave himself for our sins. He suffered the cruel death of the cross. He bore for us the burden of guilt, the just for the unjust, that he might reveal to us his love and draw us to himself. And he says, be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other, even as God also in Christ forgave you. Ephesians 4:32 RV. Let Christ, the divine life, dwell in you, and through you he reveal the heaven-born love that will inspire hope in the hopeless and bring heaven's peace to the sin-stricken heart. As you come to God, this is the condition which meets us at the threshold, that receiving mercy from him, we yield ourselves to reveal his grace to others. The one thing essential for us in order that we may receive and impart the forgiving love of God is to know and believe that God that he has to us. 1 John 4:16. Satan is working by every deception he can command. In order that we may not discern that love, he will lead us to think that our mistakes and transgressions have been so grievous that the Lord will not have respect unto our prayers and will not bless and save us. In ourselves, we can see nothing but weakness, nothing to recommend us to God. As Satan tells us that it is of no use, we cannot remedy our defects of character. When we try to come to God, the enemy will whisper. Doing the next slide. It is of no use for you to pray. Did not you do that evil thing? Have you not sinned against God and violated your own conscience? But we may tell the enemy that the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. When we feel that we have sinned and cannot pray, it is then the time to pray. Ashamed we may be and deeply humbled, we must pray and believe. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all exception, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. 1 Timothy 1:15. Forgiveness, reconciliation with God, comes to us not as a reward for our works. It is not bestowed because of the merit of sinful men, but it is a gift unto us, having in the spotless righteousness of Christ its foundation for bestowal. We should not try to lessen our guilt by excusing sin. We must accept God's estimate of sin, and that it is heavy indeed. Calvary alone can reveal the terrible enormity of sin. If we had to bear our own guilt, it would crush us. But the sinless one has taken our place. Though undeserving, he has borne our iniquity. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9, glorious truth, just to his own law, and yet the justifier of all that believe in Jesus. Who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. Micah 7:18, prayer, page 297, paragraph 5 to 299, paragraph 1. On our next side review, we will continue to learn more about the... I'll turn it back to Mom.
The Lord's Prayer. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Matthew 6:13.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dad. Welcome to all of dear brethren.
Oh, happy Sabbath.
Blessed Sabbath, Sister Shaka. We are so glad that you are here to join us.
Good. Thank you very much.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. We pray that the little ones, precious little tiny tots, will be able to be ready to come to the altar for prayer and the help of their parents or the elder sibling. May you unmute your mic to do so for your section.
Thank you, God. Blessings, everyone. Thank you, God, for this morning. Please protect this word that I'm about to learn. Please protect everybody that's in the seventh day. And please protect the
sick and afflicted.
And in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Haley. Well, dear ones, we are going to listen to the nature walk of our dear remnant family. So may you all have the listening ears so you could see the experience that they had during their nature walk.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Chrissy, let's talk about your nature walk.
I'm a flower and Gabby today.
What is that?
A rock.
Is it a rock or is that a nut that you saw that you found outside from that fell from the tree?
It's a nut.
Good job. And it appears to have a hole in it.
Yeah.
You know why it has a hole in it?
Yeah.
Why?
That's because the squirrel ate it.
The squirrel ate it, or was it some worms or caterpillars, some beetles? It ate a hole through it.
It was a squirrel.
The squirrel ate it?
Yeah.
Okay, what color is it?
Black.
Chrissy, good job.
Black?
Yes, not your turn, Jeremiah. Hold on. We're going to get to you soon. So when you were holding it, was it hard or soft?
I had leaf.
No, that wasn't you. Was the nut that you found hard or soft?
It's soft and it's to the floor.
It fell on the floor? It fell from a, Titi Rosie said it was a butternut tree that we have in the back. So that's where that nut came from. Did it sound like anything? Did it have something inside? You can shake it.
It was bugs in it.
There's bugs inside? Yeah, they were eating it out. Okay. Well, this is a nut that we don't eat, so I'm glad we didn't taste it. But you were able to feel it. You were able to hear if anything was inside of it. And did you smell it? What did it smell like? What did it smell like, Chrissy?
I smell cucumbers?
Yeah. Okay. All right, so now we're going to go to Jeremiah. Jeremiah, what did you find?
I found a leaf.
What color is it?
And it's black and green.
Good. Why is it turning black?
Because it was on the tree when it was drying.
Okay, it's dying. It fell from the tree. And the bugs were eating through it. As you see, there's some holes in it.
Where's golden pie?
And it's turning colors because It's turning colors because the leaves are falling from the tree, so it's dying. So what else do you have in your hand?
I had a stick.
Where'd you find that stick from?
I found it over there.
Over where?
In the backyard.
Good. And the sticks came from what?
The tree.
Good. So the same thing that happens with the leaf is what happened to the sticks. Okay, everything is dying because the seasons are changing. So what color are these trees over here? Name the colors.
Red.
Mm-hmm.
And yellow.
And what else?
And green.
Good job, Jeremiah. So as we're entering into autumn, the trees are changing colors, and we also call some people call this season as well fall, because the trees fall, the leaves fall from the trees as they're going, as they're dying for the season. So they'll be sleeping for a couple months. And then when spring comes back, everything will start to grow back. So I hope you didn't taste the leaf, but was it hard or soft?
It was a little squishy and it was soft.
Okay, a little squishy and soft.
Yeah.
And did it smell like anything?
It smelled like grass.
Good job.
Oh, interesting.
That's not nice, Chrissy.
Daddy.
Not nice, Chrissy. Okay. Well, that was the ending of Jeremiah's nature walk for that one. Did you see what we found?
Yeah. A bird.
Yes.
A bird.
So I was going to take Danielle to school, and this bird just happened to almost get ran over because I was not expecting it to be in my driveway. When we was going, Danielle was like, "Hey, a chicken!" I was like, "No, ma'am, that's not a chicken. Chickens don't look this pretty." So I thought it was a quail, but Danielle pulled up a picture of a quail, and we found that it wasn't a quail. And Teacher Rosie let me know that it was a pheasant or pheasant. I really don't know how to say that word. It's a pheasant. Okay. Thank you. So it's a pheasant, and it is related to the turkey family. So that's why it kind of looks like a turkey. And we found one yesterday. It was walking. It was bigger, and it had a red neck instead of a white one. This one has a white neck. And then what is this? Gravel?
It's a gravel.
But what's in the gravel? What did y'all find?
It's a gravel, and Chrissy killed it.
Okay, what did she kill?
The gravel.
No, gravel is this right here. This is an ant. Why'd you kill the ant? He was outside in his habitat.
I killed him. He didn't bite me.
Oh, he bit you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we don't want that to happen, so he had to die, huh? Yeah. Well, he was outside in his habitat. Had he lived, he was probably carrying some food somewhere back to his home. But I'm sorry to hear that he bit you. I'm sorry. But the morning that I had taken y'all to school, the sky looked like it was on fire. This picture here looks more like cotton candy, but this is no comparison to how it really looked. The sky looked like literal fire, and the clouds looked like they were the smoke from the fire. That's how red it was. But this picture here makes it look pretty.
Because if you stop,
y'all be nice. Be nice. But that was the end of our walk for the week and for Saturday. Thank you.
I'm going.
Praise the Lord. We can't wait to do the research so you can find out all the items that you have experienced and what they really are and how creation. The Lord had actually created all these things for a lesson and a great purpose. Just remember, little ones, a little walk with Jesus make it right. Alright. A little walk with Jesus make it right. Alright. If you're naughty or unkind, praise the Lord, you'll always find a little walk with Jesus. Makes it right, alright. Welcome to all the dear family that are just joining us. Our opening song is a hymn entitled Wonderful, Merciful Savior. And if any one of the dear remnant family would like to take one of the verses, you may unmute your mic to do so. Wonderful, merciful Savior. Precious Redeemer and Friend, who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, you rescue. rescue the soul of man. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace. Hearts always hunger. Oh, hearts always hunger. Thank you, Dad.
Counselor, Comforter, Jesus, Spirit belong to me. You are the hope in our hearts.
Hopelessly
lost, the way. Oh, we hopelessly lost, the way. You are the one that we pray. You are the one we adore. You give us healing
and
grace. Hearts always hunger.
Thanks, Aurora.
They sound pretty full. Almighty infinite Father, faithfully loving along, herein our weakness you find us, falling before your throne. Oh, we're falling before your throne. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace. Our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for.
You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace. Oh, hearts always hunger for. Oh, hearts always hunger for.
Amen.
If any one of the elder siblings, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Have a blessing, everyone.
So, a blessing, everyone. Thank you, God.
What?
For the Sabbath.
Please protect us.
Please protect us.
And be with us in this day.
Please, I know, mommy. Please take us to stay.
God, and protect us.
God, and protect us.
In Jesus' name, we pray.
I know, mommy. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
To our Father.
Our Father. Which are in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt, as we forgive our debtors,
and lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. That's
Amen.
Beautiful. Our opening quote for our review lesson is taken from the book of Step to Christ, page 52, paragraph 2, margin, is also a memory song from the book. Jesus loved to have us come to him just as we are, just as we are. Sinful, helpless, depending, just as we are, just as we are. We may come with all our weakness, our folly, our sinfulness, and fall at his feet in penitence, just as we are, just as we are. It is his glory to encircle us, encircle us in the arms of his love, and to bind up our wounds, to cleanse us, to cleanse us from all impurity. Jesus loved to have us come to him just as we are, just as we are. Sinful, helpless, depending, Step to Christ, page 52.
Amen.
So what have we learned and ways we have grown this week, dear ones? Before we begin our review, we are going to take a few minutes to review what we have read from last Sabbath, from part one of our lesson entitled, In Remembrance of Me, part five, in our study book, Desired Ages. If anyone of the Dear Remnant family would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
The commandment. Page 659. The communion service points to Christ's second coming. It was designed to keep this hope vivid in the minds of the disciples. Whenever they met together to commemorate his death, they recounted how he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Continuing, "But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." In their tribulation, they found comfort in the hope of their Lord's return, unspeakably precious to them was the thought, "As often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come." 1 Corinthians 11:26.
Go ahead, Sister Karina. I'm sorry, but thank you. And continuing on the Desire of Ages, page 660. Sabbath blessings, everyone, if I haven't had a chance to say that already to everyone. "These are the things we are never to forget. The love of Jesus with its constraining power is to be kept fresh in our memory. Christ has instituted this service that it may speak to our senses of the love that has been expressed in our behalf.
There can be no union between our souls and God except through Christ. I think that says the next paragraph. I'm not sure because I don't know how to get the... Hold on for 1 second. Okay. And continuing, it says, the union and love between brother and brother must be cemented and rendered eternal by the love of Jesus. And nothing less than the death of Christ could make his love efficacious, I think that's how you say that word, for us. It is only because of his death. Oh, thank you, Sister Rose. It is only because of his death that we can look with joy to his second coming. His sacrifice is the center of our hope. Upon this, we must fix our faith. Continuing the reading, The Desire of Ages, page 660.
The
ordinances.
Ordinances.
That.
That.
Point.
Point. To our
Lord's.
Lord's.
Humiliation.
Humiliation. And.
Suffering.
Suffering. Are.
Regarded.
Regarded. To. Muck.
Much. The try.
Has.
As.
As.
Form.
Form.
To.
They.
Were.
Were.
Instituted.
Instituted. For. A.
Purpose.
Purpose.
Our.
Our.
Senses.
Senses.
Need.
Need. To. Be.
Quickened.
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 Quickened. To.
Lay.
Lay.
Hold.
Hold. For.
Of.
The.
Ministry. Mystery. Mystery.
Mystery. Of.
Godliness.
Godliness. It is the
privilege
of all to
comprehend break that down
as far
there it is
far
More. Than.
We. Down. Do.
The. Expiatory.
Expiatory.
Sufferings.
Of Christ.
Good job, Bill. Thank you. You continue, and on the slide it says, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, King James Version, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory. And continuing on the next slide, please. Continuing, as Moses lifted up the serpents in the wilderness, even so has the Son of Man been lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting eternal life. John chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. To the cross of Calvary, bearing a dying Savior, we must look. Our eternal interests demand that we show faith in Christ. Desire of Ages, page 660, paragraph 2. And on the slide, it shows a picture at the top that says, just as Moses lifted up the serpents in the wilderness, even so the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have it everlasting life. And I think that says John 3, 16. I think it says, I can't see the last little thing. And then it says 15 and 16, I believe. And then it says John 3:15, King James Version, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Amen.
Amen. That was John chapter 3, verse 14 to 15, by God's grace. Let us continue in our study. We are still in the Desire Ages, page 660. If any one of the dear remnant would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Desire of Ages, page 660. Go there. Our Lord has said... Jay, go over there, please. Except ye eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. John chapter 6, verse 53 through 55. This is true of our physical nature. To the death of Christ, we owe even this earthly life. The bread we eat is the purchase of his broken body. The water we drink is bought by his spilled blood. Never no one, saint or sinner. Next slide, please. Continuing. Eats his daily food, but he is nourished by the body and blood of Christ. This cross of Calvary is stamped on every loaf, is reflected in every water spring. All this Christ has taught in appointing the emblems of his great sacrifice. The light shining from the communion service in the upper chamber makes sacred the provisions for our daily life. The family board becomes as the table of the Lord, and every meal a sacrament. Desire of Ages, page 660, paragraph 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. So let us consider the verse for our review section, taken from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, King James. For sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that ask you for reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. And with that said, dear one, what have we learned in ways we have grown? You can take out now your worksheet where we have preserved the 6 questions. Now we can be able to share our answers. And we also are going to also help one of our dear sister by going back to the slide where she has a picture that she needs explanation on. So, dear ones, for those that are listening on other devices, the first question is, who is the main character or characters? The second one, what is the main idea for this section of our story? Number 3, where did the story take place? Number 4, when did the story begin? Number 5, how could you relate to the story? And our last one, what did you learn from this lesson? If you are in other devices and you don't have any mic, you can be able to type your answer in the room. And for those that would like to be able to also give the answer, even though they're not little children, it will help also the body of believers to learn from one another. What number you are going to be able to take, you can be able to just put the number that we may have an idea of where each one is. First one. Who is the main character, dear one, or characters?
Okay, who is the main character?
Jesus and the disciples.
Thank you, Layla.
What is the main idea of this section? My answer to this is the main idea is talking about the importance of the foot washing and communion service and how we are supposed to deal with it before the Lord. He has left the perfect example for us to follow, not just when we're doing it, but in everything. So that's what the main idea is for this section.
Amen. Is there any other remnant family would like to be able to share their answer for number two? May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones. Thank you, dear sister.
I just would like to add to that, best of salve to everyone, that each time we do the communion, it was to commemorate the coming of the Lord, and also that He, because of his death and resurrection, we are able to enjoy everything in this life as it is right now, even the bread and the water that we drink.
Number three, where did the, and I think I heard someone come off of mute, so I'll let them take a chance.
Okay. Now you can go ahead because we've answered one already. You can go ahead.
I did too. where did the story take place? And I think the story takes place in the upper room, but I think just it continues to transcend throughout the whole time, throughout the whole time, that time and our time as well, as serving as an example of what we should do.
The answer to the question before, when the story began, it was when the communion service points to Christ's second coming. So my answer to question five, how can you relate to the story, is the communion was a type for his sacrifice for us.
Amen. Does anybody else would like to share their answer to number five? You can mute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Layla?
Being thankful for your blessing, be also.
We have come to the last of our question to be answered, and that is number six. If anyone would like to be able to share their answer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
For number six, what I have learned from this lesson, I think I've shared this story before in the sense of when I was in the Sunday church, I don't think that they understood the importance of, the communion service. Because what I learned is that we're not supposed to take this service just as a mere thing of just doing, just to say that we're doing. And I remember being there and at a very young age, without any kind of, you know, guidance or counseling, being able to partake of the wine, not knowing the importance of it. And I asked the Lord to please forgive me for my ignorance, and also to forgive them, because I've been there so many times and seen this done without any type of guidance to the importance of this very lesson. So what did I learn from this lesson? Not to take anything that is in to the glory and to the honor of God for granted, and just to do it for just doing its sake, because we do have to give we do have to give an explanation for what we have done. And I pray that the Lord forgive me in those times when I ignorantly did this thing. So that's what I wanted to share of what I learned from this very important lesson.
Praise the Lord. If anybody else would like to share what they have learned, you may be able to unmute your mic, dear ones.
My answer to question number six, what do you, I learned from this lesson? I learned Christ's sacrifice benefits our lives and his love. By doing his unselfish his action to have his life offered, that's how we will able to be saved from whatever sins we have done in our past, so we may be able to have a brighter future.
Amen. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are coming in. So God bless you, Sister Joan. Well, what I have learned from this particular chapter, not only this chapter, but all five lessons, that truly we have to study first to be able to know truly the sacredness of everything that is connected to our Savior. I remember that the communion was something that I needed to learn. So anytime when they used to have communion prior of my baptism, I would not partake of it, because I needed to understand truly what it was. Being that I learned also through this lesson is that even though that Christ was present physically with them, he's still present with us spiritually as we come together in communion. And that is to keep the sacredness of it just as if he was present. And just knowing that we need to come to a realization that even though that he's not walking among us, he is still with us. And that's what I have learned with this particular chapter as well. If there's anybody else that would like to share their ones before we continue.
Yes, ma'am. I learned actually all these years up until about last year, I thought that we we're only supposed to take this if we have done no sin. So I was afraid to take it because I'm like, okay, well, this is the blood and this is supposed to represent the blood and the body of Christ. So if I take it, I'm going to be damned. So this is what I was believing since the time I was raised up in Sunday church, because this is what we were taught. So I never took part of it because I was afraid that I was going to die. So, he needs to come off of that. So I never took part of it because of that. So I had asked, I've asked Sister Rosie a few questions concerning the matter, and it dawned on me that, well, we're all sinners and we sin every single day. And if I continue with that state of mind, I will never take it because we're real sinners. And so now that I'm understanding more that it's a more of to remember, the sacrifice Jesus made for us. Now I feel a little bit more comfortable in partaking in the communion with everyone. But this here also lets me see, well, I'm going back through the studies, the marriage studies, and this also lets me see that the true love that Jesus had for us, has for us. And Jesus loves, and in one of the studies it stated that Jesus loves us first before we loved him. So that it actually brought me back to when Jesus was creating us, that he loved us even in the middle of him creating us. So that's his sacrifice for us.
We are going to take a few minutes. I believe that one of our sisters, I think Sister Karina, had a question about a particular slide before we move on. Sister Karina, can you tell me exactly, I think it's this one. Is it this one? Yes. Okay. The first picture? Okay. The particular picture here is really illustrating that Christ is our Passover. If you notice that in the time when before Christ died, the purpose of the Passover, it was to be able to commemorate the blood of Christ that was going to be placed upon the doorpost. So here, the Old Testament, in order for them to commemorate the future of our Savior dying for us, they used to have the lamb that was supposed to be separated and without blemish, and actually take and put the blood upon the doorpost as a symbol by faith that they also needed to be able to have. So even though it was Old Testament, it was by faith that they was placing the blood of an innocent lamb upon the doorpost so the angel of death will pass over them. But now in the new dispensation, which is for us, Christ is our Passover. So we don't really need to be able to do that. So that's why the picture was showing that Christ truly is the one that died for us, and his blood is the only thing that can cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Is there, if there's anybody else that would like to elaborate, may you also unmute your mic. And also our dear brother says, his blood is to be over us. Our doorpost, I could say, is our heart. Not only our home, but also our heart as well. Is there anything else? The hand? And the hand. Oh, God the Father, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Anybody else would like to ask any question? Okay, we are going to move on. I'm going to sing that scripture song. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Well, dear ones, I would like to share a thought, and the thought is taken from the book Education, in page 249, paragraph 2-4. And if any one of the dear sister or brother would like to read it for me, I really appreciate it. By God's grace.
Let the youth and the little children be taught to choose for themselves that royal robe woven in heaven's loom, the fine linen clean and white, Revelation 19:8, which all the holy ones of earth will wear. This robe, Christ's own spotless character, is freely offered to every human being, but all who receive it will receive and wear it here. Let the children be taught that as they open their minds to pure loving thoughts and do loving and helpful deeds, they are clothing themselves with his beautiful garment of character. This apparel will make them beautiful and beloved here, and will hereafter be their title of admission to the palace of the king. His promise is, they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Revelation 3:4.
And Education 249, paragraph 2-4.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Sister Yi and Sister Dee. We are going to continue just remembering to be able to keep in our mind that heaven begins here. We don't have to wait until we get to heaven. We can be able to begin heaven here by God's grace. We have also a poem, and the poem is entitled No. This one is taken from Family Bible Lesson, Year 1, Quarter 4, Lesson 5, page 110, from the Children Bible Activity Book, Story and Poem, from the Sunlight Education Ministry of Homeschooling for the Bible. If anyone of the dear remnant would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
One, when tempted to wander from duty and to Bible, serene of pleasure is the freedom of youth. Have courage to answer the soft, smiling foe. And when you are tempted, say earnestly, no.
When the glass that is sparkling is passed to the lip, and cheerful companions invite you to sip, beware of the serpent beneath the rich glow, and dash the bright wine cup with a hearty no-no.
The gangster may tempt you with deep burning wiles, with words that are pleasant and face full of smiles. In sport he may ask you the dice box to throw. Be firm in your virtue, indignant say no.
The way that is evil, which multitudes throng, with music and dancing, add soul melting song, if beauty should beckon and ask you to go, shun the false splendor, say heartily no.
Oh, ponder your footsteps, weep not in the dark. Upon the wild ocean, launch not your frail bark. Without the true wisdom that God will bestow, when beckoned by error, say earnestly, no.
Take the good book for your guide and your chart, and bind its pure precepts close to your heart. Oh, then with the vicious, you never will go, but ever, when tempted, say heartily, no. Amen.
Amen. No, no.
No, no, no.
In this section, we have a little dialogue. I believe our dear sister Cece shared that there was a time where little Emma became mommy's and daddy's helper. If there is a chance to be able to share the testimony, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
Sure. I was thinking, I went to the grocery store and I walked it, and I took Emma along with me. And as I was, we picked up the groceries, and she was just right by my side. And then she said, "Mommy, can I help you?" And so I separated a bag, something small that she can carry herself, and she helped me to carry it home from the grocery store. And so as she was coming along the way, everyone who saw her and was helping, you know, told her how nice of a job that was for her to be helping her mom. And so I wanted to I told Titi Rosie that I would love to incorporate that into our review study section to kind of encourage the dear little ones throughout the week, throughout the day, however small the task is, that if they're asking to help, that we encourage in that way, giving them little tasks so that will build some type of fortitude. And so that was very special to me. I had a little picture of her carrying the brown paper bag in her hand. And I thought it was nice for her to be a mommy and daddy's helper that day. So
That's all I wanted to share.
Amen. So we are going to incorporate this little section as well for testimony, a story, so even Mommy's Helper. So if you have a title that I can be able to place as a reminder, it will be really good. But really quick, I would like to also share a story. I know my son is 22, but I could imagine the same thing when I was washing the clothes. We were living on a second floor, and Joshy was 3 years old. So he said, Mommy, can I help? And I said, sure, take out the clothes out of the dryer and take it upstairs. So he was coming down with the basket, dragging it, taking it to the dryer, taking up the clothes. He did two flights. Basically, he went up, take the clothes, come back, take the clothes a second time. And then I was wondering why he was taking so long. So then when I went upstairs, I went in the room, he was sleeping inside of the basket. He was so tired. So I just wanted to share, truly, there's a wonderful thing when you see their try so young. I just wanted to share that. It just reminded me of that story when you was talking about Emma. Well, dear ones, we have come to the ending of our Sabbath school lessons. So next week, we will continue with part 6, which is the last part of our section of our lesson entitled In Remembrance of Me in our storybook, Desire Ages. If anyone of the Dear Remnant family, our mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to close with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads and our feet as far as we can. Dear Heavenly Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. Lord, we thank you for these many, many blessings that you have given us through this study of the little children's lessons, Father. We thank you for the participation of the little ones and their parents. We thank you also for the lovely pictures and also the lessons that is taught through nature on the Sabbath walk. Bless us and continue to be with us throughout this day, Father. Please help us to be in harmony with you. We continue to look forward to all the rest of the blessings that you have for us in this day. Be with the ones that will continue on the second half of the studies. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In no other name, in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. So next Sabbath, dear ones, by God's grace, we will have our lesson 344. Chapter 72, entitled In Remembrance of Me, but this will be part 6, which is our last part, and that will be held November 27, 2021. I hope and pray everyone was blessed, dear ones, and may you have a blessed rest of the Sabbath, leaving Galatians 6:10. As we have, therefore, opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. God bless everyone.